What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. We back. We're almost back. Eddie Greer, talking about my voice, almost back. Pro Project Podcast, if you listen to the last couple episodes on the show, I've been dealing. Apparently, the head coach that I got rid of 2 weeks ago wasn't done with me yet. Somehow lost my voice last week. But somehow powered through the last couple episodes, and we are working our way back here. Of course, this is your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out the show. Now that my voice is almost back to 100%, all things K-State Sports Pro Project Podcast. This, yes, other Kansas State podcasts, whether that is football, men's, women's basketball, baseball on a heater right now. Get into that in the next episode. Here, as we're taking a little break and checking on women's tennis. Spoiler alert. They lost yesterday, but we're going to start with the positive, though, on this podcast here. As they did win over the weekend, they did lose yesterday. I can't remember who off the top of my head. I'm getting too wrapped up what's going on with basketball right now. But it's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for stopping by. If you've been a follower, I also appreciate you as well. I haven't said that enough. If you've been a follower of this podcast in some shape, fashion, whether it's been everyday listening to this podcast, we post episodes every day, in and out, or you've been with us since the very, 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 very beginning of this podcast, thank you so much again. Like, subscribe to Pro Project Podcast. If you have not already, I advise you to do that. We've been reeling off content, including the weekends as well. And if you're listening to this now, you should see postcast of women's basketball as they're playing tonight, trying to stay on task against Baylor. TCU did, West Virginia did us no favors last night or yesterday in that game because, again, you need TCU to lose. And look, TCU, I did not see that coming. Let's just be honest right there. But they have been fantastic all year long. Got to give them credits too. But K-State has the tiebreaker on them because we beat TCU in Manhattan. And K-State women's basketball look to complete a monumental season at home. Bring the noise, K-State Nation, tonight. As they final home game, final regular, at least for the regular season anyways. Who knows? We might be back again in the NCAA tournament. Well, I'll see about that. Baylor tonight. 6 o'clock tip. Again, I'll do my best. I'm probably going to have to catch the second half of the game. It's on national television. ESPN2, half this ball game. I'll do my very best. We'll see how everything shakes out. We'll see how everything plays out later on today. But I'll at least catch the second half of this game. I do know that. That is for sure there. But the rest of you, you get there. You cheer on for the Cats there. They're going to need it. You guys have been awesome. And the ladies, they deserve at least, if this is the final home game, one more sold-out crowd, I believe it's going to be packed there. Because, again, K-State, you need to take care of Baylor tonight to have any chance of TCU slipping up. Because it looks like TCU might not slip up. But, hey, anything can happen. So, but you got to take care of your own business. Baylor, and then you got a hard game, Iowa State, this upcoming weekend there as well. I don't mean to get off to a women's basketball tangent, but, hey, they're still the best team right now on campus by far because the men's team suck ass and the women's team even won a game. Women's tennis team won a match this weekend. So there's that as they took care of 51st ranked Iowa in Kansas City. Why did I say nothing about that? I was going to make it anyway, but Kansas City, they're here. They're up here. Playing at the Homestead Country Club, marks the first time ever. So K-State did something. K-State women's tennis did something that the men could not do last night, and we'll get all over that later on tonight. Since March 26th, it's almost March anyways. This is the last week of February, believe it or not. March 26th of 22 against 41st ranked Tulsa when they upset them 4-2. K-State. Well, this is, again, spoiler alert, they lost yesterday. The women's tennis team, they are 3-4 now. So, I'm going to actually go straight right on in here. Jordan Smith afterwards here, quote, this is the women's tenant, women's sports postcast, Project Podcast, Eddie Griffin, kind of going off the rails a little bit. There, as previewing tonight, Baylor for K-State, women's basketball, and then, of course, a huge win for women's tennis, getting at least one of two matches this over the weekend here as they beat Iowa, but lost yesterday. I'll get that straightened out later on today. Homestead Country Club, Jordan Smith, after this win over the weekend, quote, that was a team, that was a battle, and awesome to be a part of a great college tennis match today. Like today, Iowa is a tough team and already beating a lot of good teams so far. We have to earn everything. We've been telling our team that we were right there and just have to get it going in doubles, which we did today. Today, we handled pressure situations extremely well, and that helped us out pull out the victory today. We need to pull back up tomorrow. Well, that again, that was, I believe that was Saturday when they did this, and they lost to Rice. So, thanks, Jordan Smith, for giving me that information. they lost to Rice. Got hammered against Rice, actually, there. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Hey, the K-State women's tennis team won over the weekend. The men's basketball team did not. K-State women's basketball keeping their Big 12 hopes alive. Regular season championship hopes alive there. I know they're going to be up here. No, I'm trying not to look too far ahead. Up here for the tournament. Now, again, if I can see the bracket, we'll see. We can try to get up there. I know I've been saying that all year long, going back to late last fall and all that. So I can't promise you anything. But since they're going to be up here, and if everything kind of maps out right, if they're in prime time, we might scoot over there and see what's up and get in and see them play. Because, yay. Hey, we're getting down to business. But anyways, real quick, singles competition there. Charlotte Kettle lost her first set. Maria Santos also lost in singles. Rewind. Charlotte Kettle lost in the number one spot. So did Maria Santos in the number two spot. Hey, Marlogo C, my favorite player. She won her match in the number three spot. Well, Teresa Polkovov, number four. Sarah Garrett Gunke lost in the fifth spot, and you have Veronica Kovova won her match. Yes, she did. She won her match in the number six spot there. Everybody handled business in double competition, even the number three spot with Kovova and Sor Santos. They're leading until that match got called off because of Marlogo C and Charlotte Kettles wins there in the doubles match, along with Garrett Gunke and Polkovov as well. So K-State, 10 women's tennis, handling their business there. I know they lost. Let me see if I can go rewind back to that real quick. I did see that. Yeah, they lost to 48th ranked Rice yesterday there. Ranked 48th in the women's tennis rankings there. K-State lost to them there. Let me see. Yeah, they lost 4-1 yesterday there as well. Both those games were actually that one. That's quick, interesting. So that one was back in Manhattan. So they lost again at home. And they won up here in Kansas City, but then turn around. that's weird. So you win up here in Kansas City, and then they didn't take care of business back in Manhattan. But anyways, who won? Let me see. As I look down here, they lost Rice 4-1 yesterday there. Marlogo C on a heater. She won again. So she swept her matches this weekend. Teresa Polkovov, her match was unfinished. Sarah Garganki lost in number five spot. And not even close, Kohovov in the number six spot. They got their match going early, but that was called off early due to Rice winning. There's well doubles competition there. Marlogo C and Kettle lost in a doubles competition there to Fernanda Martinez and Dara Schwartzman of Rice there in that one as well. And then, of course, Sarah Garganki and Teresa Bukovov lost in their number two spot in their doubles match as well, along with, well, hey, we got a win there in doubles, actually, with Kohovova and Santos. Maria Santos and Veronica Kohovova beat Divina R and Isisa S. Like, yes, when you deal with women's tennis, you're going to be dealing with some weird-ass names because they're from Russia and all that, or I'm not trying to knock off Russia or anywhere from Europe or anything like that. That's just the way it is, because everybody is talented, especially when you're dealing with women's tennis players that are coming from internationally. So yeah, that's why I'm not gonna try it. So that's kind of an update there on women's tennis. Kind of got you caught up there a little bit there. 2-for-1 here on the, actually 3-for-1 on this podcast. Again, tonight you have K-State women's basketball looking to finish off a tremendous year at home against Baylor and try to stay right there neck and neck with TCU for an opportunity. And Baylor's right there. Don't forget Baylor. I said this yesterday on that podcast, which came out today, actually, on today's episode, that, hey, if you can beat Baylor, you're right there. You're right there. So Baylor's right there with TCU. Huge, huge, huge game tonight as K-State will look to try to stay right there in the thick of it. 2 games to go in the regular season for Kansas State women's basketball. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content again. Podbean app, Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Greer 3, Eddie's Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Folks, K-State Nation, continue to spread the word about this podcast. Appreciate y'all. It's been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Gets.